we're currently on the main homepage of the site, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to walk you through what you can expect to find on this site. I'll be using a screen reader, so I'll be navigating primarily by headings, although occasionally I might go through the subsections of the site using down arrow or tab. But generally when you hit the page, the very first page, you end up on our welcome page, and our very first heading on this page is the welcome message. Next heading down.
Inclusive Android advertisement, heading level 2.
Oh, well, let's keep going.
Welcome to Inclusive Android,
so
heading level 1.
Link. This visit. Welcome message is where your screen reader usually tosses you. This is what we just heard a few seconds ago.
What's new as of October 10th, 2014, heading level 1. Link.
So visit. Our next section is a little update where we generally keep people abreast of what we're doing to update the site, what's going on, any other information that we think it's really important people know about what's going on the site. You can go there and have a little read later on, but for now, let's keep going.
Tags, heading where to get started, heading level 1, link.
Where to get started. So this is geared towards pointing you in the right direction. If you're new to the site or you're a new user, it's going to show you sections and information we recommend you read in order to get started with Android and get started on our website or using our website.
Latest apps and game entries, heading level 2.
Latest apps and game entries. So here you'll find what's been submitted, the latest submission. So let's go see what the latest submissions on our site were.
Link, Foursquare.
Foursquare.
Link, sell on Etsy.
Etsy.
Link, Etsy. Link, assistant.
Assistant.
Link, Wink. Visitor.
Wink.
Heading level 2, latest guides and tutorials.
All right. So this next section is the guides and tutorials. And again, you'll find a list of what's been submitted recently. Let's just have a quick look.
Link, how to take a screenshot of your Android device. Link, how to contact Samsung for accessibility-related inquiries. Link, how to set up and maintain a portable Wi-Fi hotspot. Link, overview of rating system and the criteria evaluated in the app and game directory. Link, Android keyboard shortcuts and hotkeys. Heading level 2, latest questions asked.
So this section is where people can submit a question and hopefully get an answer. All content on this site is pushed out through everything from Facebook to Twitter. There's an RSS feed, so there's lots of ways to keep abreast of what's going on the site. And we also try to submit the questions we see here into some of the various Android-related forums when we don't have an answer. So let's see what the latest questions are there.
Link, are there any TalkBack-compatible DOS emulators? Answers, 0.
Well, no answers yet, but hopefully someone has an answer to that.
Link, can I get the functionality of the Gingerbread phone search on KitKat? Visited.
Can they get the search of the old search? It used to allow you to like type right from the desktop. I don't think you can, but let's see if anybody has an answer.
Answers, 0.
Nope, guess not.
Link, how can I copy and paste files between my Mac and my Droid using Finder? Answers, 0.
So.
Link, what are the must-have apps for a new blind Android user? Answers, 0. Link, how do I read mail from my corporate network running Exchange? Answers, 1.
Oh, well, there's our first answer right there. I was getting a little bleak there a minute ago because the last few questions haven't gotten an answer yet, but hopefully with time, more and more of these questions will get answered.
Link, what text-to-speech engines are available on Android? Answers, 1. Link, how do I sync a Microsoft Exchange calendar with an Android device? Answers, 1. Heading level 2, recent comments.
All right, so this is where people have put comments in, whether it's a comment in the to a specific app, or it's a comment for a device, or a comment for a review. There's commenting all over the site. Let's skip that for now.
Main menu, heading level 2.
So everything from this point onwards, you will always see on the site, no matter what page or what section you're in. This section really doesn't change very much. And the main menu is the gateway to the main sections of the site.
Link, home.
So of course, if you ever need to get lost, or you need to get back to this page, the home link will take you there.
Link, Android app and game directory, visited.
So the Android app and game directory, that's where you'll find various categories of applications that have been submitted, and then a breakdown of their level of accessibility, or at least people's experience with them. And below that, you'll find more information about each individual app.
Link, list of questions people have asked. Visited.
And this is a more detailed run-through of the questions people have asked and the solutions people have provided.
Link, Android device review and description.
So this is where you'll find a description of various Android devices that people have seen or tried, and information related to tips and tricks, and also sometimes physical layouts.
Link, Android peripherals and add-ons.
People have tried Braille displays and keyboards, mice, and Bluetooth headsets, and this is the spot where we'll be submitting those.
Link, help about Android and tutorials. Visited.
There's all kinds of different sections in this, or subsections in this section, and they all relate to different types of guides or walkthroughs, getting started material, even some help for developers. So we've compiled, for example, a fair number of notes from various developers over the last year who've submitted information on what they had to do to make their applications accessible or work with TalkBack. So there's lots of interesting information in there.
Link, community resources. Visited.
These are links to other sites and other spots, like the Eyes Free mailing list.
Link, about this site.
A little description of our site and our history.
Link, contact us.
And that's pretty much all you'll find in the main menu.
Link, follow at InclusiCyberoid on Twitter.
Wait, there's the link to the Twitter site.
Heading level 2, navigation.
So our next section is the navigation section, and these are some additional subsections of the site.
Link, popular content.
Popular content.
Link, recent content.
Recent content.
Link, RSS feeds.
Some links to the various RSS feeds of the site.
Heading level 2, user login.
Now, this heading will change once you've logged into the website. So if you've successfully logged into the website, this will have your username as a heading instead of user login. We're going to go ahead and log in a second here, but first let's keep looking on the site.
Username star.
Yeah.
Editable text blank. Password star. Password field. Link, log in using OpenID. Link, create new account.
So again, here's the link. If you don't have an account, it's free to set up an account. You just need to submit an email address and verify that email address, and you're good to go, at which point you'll be able to submit lots of content to the site.
Link, request new password.
If you can't remember your password, this is the best way to find it out.
Button, login. Heading level 2, Google Ads.
And there is another section you will see on this site that we don't see yet because we have not logged into the website. But this is the submit content section, and that's where you would go to submit content. If you've hit the Google Ads section of the site, these are the advertisements for the site, and that's pretty much the bottom of the site. So let's go ahead and log into the site.
Fill forms rope. Inclusive Android.
I'm just going to do this quickly so you guys don't get my username or password. Ha 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 ha.
Login button. Welcome to
All right, so we are now logged in. Let's go verify that by going down to the
late recent 2 search form. Head main menu, heading level 2. Submit content, heading level 2. Navigation, heading level 2. User menu, heading level 2. Link, my account.
Oh, sorry, I was mistaken. It isn't your username you see there. It's user menu. And basically, this is where you're going to see the settings specifically for you. I almost never use this section, but it is there.
Hall of Heroes, heading level 2. Google Ads, heading level 2.
All right.
User menu, navigation, submit content, heading level 2.
All right, so I'll just say between navigation, between the main menu and the navigation section, you'll find the heading for the submit content. So if you did want to submit something like a question, this is the spot to do it. So it's a link, so each of the links start with submit as well. So
submit an app or game to the app directory. Submit an app or game to our directory. Once it is approved, you can then rate its level of accessibility and provide comments for others too. Please search the directory before submitting to ensure there isn't already an entry for the app or game. Link. Submit a guide or tutorial to share with the community. Link. Submit a review of an Android device. Submit information around a specific Android device such as a phone, tablet, phablet, dongle or TV box. Link. Submit a review of a peripheral device. Submit a review or description of a third-party peripheral or device such as a Bluetooth keyboard or Braille. Link. Submit a question to get help or information on a specific topic. Link.
All right, so since we're going to start out with how to use this site, let's go ahead and submit a question.
Question star, editable text.
So we're going to be getting a little subject of what our question is. This should be it's an edit field, and this should be the short description of what you're looking to get as an answer. So try to be as concise as possible, but assume that if someone were just reading this, would they know exactly what you're asking? So in this case, I'm going to ask, I don't know, let's ask
W-H-A-T-Y-A-A-U-N-C-R-S-Launchers-Space.
Oops.
Launchers, select L-A-U-N-C-H-E-R-S, launchers, A-E-R-A-C-E-A-A-E-accessible, T-O-T-A-L-K-B-C-K.
So we've just asked what launchers are accessible to TalkBack. And our next field here.
TalkBack, edit summary, link, detailed description of question, link, edit summary, editable text, blank.
We're now in the detailed description spot. So in here we would provide as much information as we can so people can give you a solid or reliable answer. So we might say something like I can't spell launchers today to save my life.
Question.
We could have provided a much more descriptive piece of information. At this point, we just asked, you know, what launchers have people tried and what ones do they recommend?
Recommend switch to rich text editor. Link.
So let's keep going.
More information about text formats. Link. Text format. Drop-down list. Basic formatting. Filter HTML.
So we can always change from just plain text, which is what we've been submitting right now, to a basic formatting format. Let's just see what's in this.
Basic formatting. Filter HTML.
So
text format, drop down list, basic formatting, filtered HTML.
Basic formatting, filtered HTML. That's usually the best choice. That just allows you to do any kind of formatting you might want to do, like line breaks or links or other pieces. And there's even a rich text editor available if you really want to get fancy.
Cognitive checkbox, not check.
Now,
audience.
We have a section here called audience. And that's really what type of question is this? Is it about TalkBack? So is it related to vision? Is this about a question related to learning disabilities or hearing, or just a general question? And this just allows us to categorize or figure out who might be able to answer the question.
Details that would better help us to understand your question. Audience, check box, not check. Cognitive.
So
general all check box not check.
We're gonna check
hearing check box not check.
Vision
learning check box not check. Physical check box not check. Vision check box not check. Check.
All right.
Vision heading level 2 vertical tabs.
So
revision information new revision.
You can skip pretty much the majority of the bottom section of the submit screen because most of it really is only there if you. Are editing someone else's question as an admin or a moderator. And I do have rights, a little bit more privileges on this site than the average person. So usually once you've finished putting the stuff into the edit box, the next step is to go to, is to hit B for button, which will get us to the save button.
Save button.
And then we just basically click save.
Unpublished, submitted by.
Now, it will say that your post is unpublished, and that's because we do have a bit of moderation on the site just to avoid spam and other problems. But as soon as your question is approved, it'll get published on the site, and then off you go. And that's literally all you need to do to ask a question on the site. So you go to the submit a question, you fill in two fields, and you click save. So let's do one other quick one. Let's go and submit an app. This is a little bit more complicated in that there's a lot more fields to fill in, but the information is fairly straightforward. So let's bring up our links list here.
Links list, skip to main content. Select and configure your themes. Switch to rich text, switching from submit an app or game to our directory. Once it is approved, you can then rate its level of accessibility and provide comments for others too. Please search the directory.
All right, so we can, submit a app to the app or game directory.
What launchers are accessible to talk?
So we're now
application name star editable text.
Our
blank.
First field is what the app is. We're going to do a dummy. We're just going to look at what the fields are here and not really submit one. So this is your short description of what the app is. So this is just the name generally. So Nearby Explorer or Aquamail or Gmail or such.
Description star. Link. Edit summary. Right parent. Editable text. Blank.
So our next field is the description. We ask you to paste the description from the Play Store or from the company's website into this field. This just gives us as much information about the app as possible in case someone does want to know a lot more information about it.
Free or paid star. Drop down list free.
So generally apps are either free or paid and or free with in-app purchases. So those are options here you can pick just to let people know whether they have to pay for the app.
Is this app free or paid? Category star.
So again, we have categories here. You can actually put an app into more than one categories because sometimes an app fits into two or three areas. So for example,
checkbox not check. Apps designed specifically for blind and low vision users. Checkbox not check.
If it was an app designed specifically for a blind user, like Nearby Explorer, which is a GPS app for blind users, you might put it there, and you might put it under travel. And any of a host of other sections that are relevant to the app you're talking about.
Apps designed specifically for blind and low vision checkbox. Apps designed.
We're going to skip through the various sections here.
Shop checkbox. Weather checkbox. Reference checkbox. Productivity checkbox. Entertainment checkbox. Finance checkbox. Food and checkbox. Education checkbox. Communication checkbox. Books checkbox. Business checkbox. Game checkbox. Health and checkbox. News checkbox.
There are a few categories here, so
checkbox. Navigation checkbox.
You have to down arrow a fair bit.
Music checkbox. Lifestyle checkbox. Medical check. Apps that select Play Store link. URL. Editable text. Blank.
So our next field is the link to the app in the Play Store. If there isn't, or if it isn't available in the Play Store, provide a link, please, to where it can be downloaded.
If possible, please provide a link to the app in the Play Store. Risk of confusion. Other comments. Editable text. Blank.
So there's an other comments field next. This is if there's anything you'd like people to know about the app or such.
Provide any general comments on this app that are not related to its accessibility, but might be of interest to others. Developer's website. URL. Editable text. Blank.
This is an optional field. You can give us a link to the developer's website.
If possible, developer's Twitter username.
Developer's Twitter username.
Editable text. If known, please heading level 2. Vertical tabs. Link. Revision information. New revision.
All right, so after this, we again are at the same spot where there's a few things related to the revisions and related to administrative stuff that you probably won't see a lot of. So after you've passed the Twitter username edit field, we just go B for button, and we hit we get to the save button.
Save button.
And we can go ahead and save that.
Application name star.
And in this case, because we really didn't put anything into this, it's going to tell me that I can't submit the app. And if you are curious about the error messages, they're generally above the first form field. They're listed there. So
application name bullet category field is required. Bullet description field is required. Bullet application name field is required.
So as you can see, we've got a number of little error messages there to help us out. So let's skip out of this. Let's assume we've submitted our app and we're waiting for it to be published. And let's go have a look at the app and game directory.
Create app or game inclusive Android.
And we'll do that by going to the right heading.
You are create an error. Vertical. No more headings. Oh. Create app or game and admin. You are here. Create app or error message. Heading level 2. Application names. Questions. Welcome to inclusive van.
All right. So
this is where the what tag were latest recent to research form. Heading main menu. Heading submit content. Heading level 2.
All right. So
main menu. Heading level 2.
Let's go into the app directory and have a look at what we'll find there.
Home link. Android app and game directory, a directory of all apps and games. Apps designed specifically for blind and low vision users. Apps created specifically for blind and low vision users. Entries 14. Apps designed specifically for deaf and hard of hearing users. Apps designed specifically for users who are deaf and hard of hearing. Entries 2. Apps designed specifically for users with LD or cognitive requirements. Apps designed for users with learning disabilities, dyslexia or cognitive other requirements. Entries.
So here you're just going to get a rundown of the various categories. So if you're looking for something specific, this is the best spot to start out. Let's go and have a look at the apps designed specifically for blind users. What the heck?
Apps designed specifically for users. Apps designed specifically for blind and low vision users. Link. apps designed specifically for blind and low vision users, apps created specifically for blind and low vision users, app name, top.
So I'm just going to quickly mention here what you're going to run into on the directory listings for each of the apps is a table, and the table is going to have a link to the app itself that's going to be the name of the app, as well as the next few columns will contain the rating for that app based on users who voted. And if they haven't voted at all, there won't be any rating at all. So let's look at one of these. There's a couple of ways we can navigate. If you tab through, you'll go app to app. If you down arrow, you'll see the results. So let's tab to the first entry.
Donate help financially, so 3 Mount Reader link.
So our first entry here is 3 MT Reader, which is the Daisy Reader that was written by the 3 Mice group there. It's a nice little Daisy app. And let's just see, let's keep down arrowing here and see what its rating is so far.
No votes yet.
So the first criteria hasn't had any votes yet.
No votes yet. No votes yet. No votes yet.
Aha. That just tells me that people need to vote on this specific app, because
no votes yet.
Nobody's voted as to whether or not it works with TalkBack, as to whether or not it does not have high contrast colors and so on. Just for entertainment value, let's go to the
no previous tables. No votes yet.
Top of the
no
table
link
here.
Font pack label talk app leave heading link heading level 1 heading level 2 link heading level 1 apps design specific apps created entering table app name.
All right, so we're at the beginning of the table here, and our columns are app name,
talk back experience,
labeled buttons and controls,
high contrast black background with bright text available, font sizes are sufficiently large or adjustable to be large enough to read comfortably, app or game usable without relying on hearing, keyboard accessible, general experience using this app or game with my accessibility tools and settings.
And that's the last of the columns. So let's go to the
3 Mount accessibility preferences link, accessible editor link, and magnify link, and magnify free link, blind droid wallet link.
Let's see if
BRLTTY link, eloquence text to speech link, SB text to speech for Android link, FLight text to speech engine link, ideal magnifier link, and braille link, nearby explorer link.
All right, let's see if nearby explorer has had any votes
rated
yet.
4.33333 with 3 votes, rated 4 with 1 vote, no votes yet, rated 0 with 1 vote, no votes yet. No votes yet. Rated 4 with 1 vote. Link talking stones free.
And if we wanted to actually see the details about this, we could go
nearby explorer. Link
right under nearby explorer.
Submitted by Lord Jeff on web May 28th.
And we're going to go through the headings here.
Description heading level
There's
2.
There's a description.
Free or paid heading level
Again,
2.
Again, the same section.
Other comments heading level 2.
We saw
category,
a minute ago.
Heading level 2. Developer's website heading level 2. Play Store link heading level 2. Voting results heading level 2.
And here's where you'll find out what people's experience was with this app. And we're just going to read through this so we can see kind of what that looks like.
Heading voting results, heading talk back experience, vote count 3, average 4.33 points, 13. Heading total votes per button, button votes 1, talk back reads no screen elements 0, 2, talk back reads a few screen elements 0, 3, talk back reads some screen elements 1, 4, talk back reads most screen elements 0, 5, talk back reads all app elements on all screens within the app 2. Heading labeled buttons and controls, vote count 1, average 4 points 4. Heading total votes per button, button votes 1, no buttons or controls are labeled 0, 2, a few buttons and controls are clearly labeled 0, 3, most buttons and controls are clearly labeled 0, 4, all buttons and controls are clearly labeled 0, 4, all buttons and controls are clearly labeled 1. Heading high contrast black background with bright text available, vote count 0, average 0 points 0. Heading total votes per button 1, the app or game has no way to adjust its look to high contrast black 0, 2, the app or game is high contrast black and its standard look or theme by default 0, 3, the app or game has a night mode or black theme available 0, 4, the app or game allows you to set the color of all foreground and background elements 0, 4, the app or game allows you to set the color of all foreground and background elements 0. Heading font sizes are sufficiently large or adjustable to be large enough to to read comfortably. Vote count, 1 average, 0 points, 0 votes, 1. Font sizes are insufficient for me to read, 0. 2. Font sizes are difficult for me to read, 0. 3. Font sizes are large but are still difficult for me to see, 0. 4. Font sizes are large and easy for me to see, 0. 4. Font sizes are large and easy for me to see, 0. 5. I don't use vision, 1. Heading, app or game usable without relying on hearing. Vote count, 0 average, 0 points, 0 votes, 1. No audio cues are available and the app is not usable without hearing, 0. 2. No audio cues are available but aren't required to use the app or game, 0. 3. Audio cues and captions are provided visually, 0. Heading, general experience using this app or game with my accessibility tools and settings, 0. Heading, general experience using this app or game with my accessibility tools and settings. Vote count, 1 average, 4 points, 4. Heading, total votes per button, button, votes, 2. It is a somewhat difficult app or game to use, 0. 3. It is a somewhat usable app or game but has some issues, 0. 4. It is a fairly easy app or game to use, 1. 5. It is an extremely easy app or game to use, 0. Heading, keyboard accessible, 0. Heading, keyboard accessible, vote count, 0 average, 0 points, 0. Votes, 1. Not usable with a physical keyboard, 0. 2. Most of the interface works with a physical keyboard, 0. 3. All of the app works with a physical keyboard, 0. Heading, share your experience.
Now, so you'll notice not all criteria here were voted on, and that depends on who filled it out and how many people voted on each element. You don't have to vote on every, so for example, if you aren't deaf or hard of hearing and you don't know if there's captioning, then you don't need to answer. And you'll notice that each sub-answer had a rating of how people felt it behaved, whether it was keyboard accessible or not, for example, and so on. We're now into the voting section. So if you want to vote on an app or you know an app is accessible or not, this is the section you would go to actually vote on it. And again, it's broken down under the same criteria, and you'll find a link to vote for each item. And let's go in and vote for a few of them. Since I do know Nearby Explorer, and I've used it quite a bit, we can kind of answer a few of these. So we're going to down arrow here.
Talkback experience.
So what was our talkback experience? Well, it worked really well with talkback. It's actually a designed for blind users, so.
Link 1, talkback reads no screen out. Link 4, link 5, talkback reads all app elements on all screens within the app.
I found that it read pretty much everything.
Elements on all screens within the app.
And I just hit enter on that link, and now my vote's been
labeled buttons and controls.
Recorded. Now let's go see labeled buttons and controls.
Link 1, link for all buttons and app controls are clearly labeled.
And again, I felt all of these buttons were labeled, and I'm going to hit enter.
You voted 4 feet.
Right, so I voted there.
Identifies if buttons or other controls like high contrast black background with bright text.
I'm a little bit partially sighted, so I can tell you that it is actually a black screen with white text, so it does fulfill the high contrast requirements.
Link 1, the app work. Link 2, link 4. The app work game allows you to set the color of all foreground and font sizes are link 3. The app work game has a night mode or black theme available. Link 2, the app work game is high contrast black and its standard look or theme by default.
There, that's the one I want. And let's skip on to the next section.
Fonts, link 1. Font sizes are insufficient for me to read. Link 2, link 3. Font sizes are large but are still difficult for me. Link 4. Font sizes are large and easy for me to see.
I actually, with magnification, would say they're fairly easy for me to read, and I think they've got the right text size. So I'm going to vote on that one, too.
You voted 4 feet. App or game usable without relying on hearing.
Well, I can hear, so I'm not really qualified to answer this particular question, so let's keep going.
Link 1, link 2, link 3, general experience using this app or game with my accessibility tools and settings.
So how did I find the experience? Well, I actually find it very good, so we're going to go in and rate it fairly high. It's my favorite GPS app, so I'm a fan.
Link 1, link 2, link 3, link 4, link 5. It is an extremely easy app or game to use. You voted 5. Keyboard accessible.
And I don't know about keyboard because I haven't tried it with a keyboard, so I'm going to skip that.
Link. Add new comment.
And then we're at the end of the voting section. So we don't have to do anything else besides be logged into the site in order to vote. If we do have comments like tips or tricks, we can add them in the next section and submit those. And that's pretty much it. So I hope you guys found it useful or valuable to have this quick walkthrough of the inclusiveandroid.tk website. Just to remind people, if you're looking to go there, it's Inclusive Android, so inclusiveandroid.tk, like Tango Kilo. So I look forward to seeing you on the site.